outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com is how you can get a hold of me. If you want to talk about music, let me know what you'd like to hear on future programs. Go ahead, just shoot me a note. I'm going to keep it going right now, though. One from my friend Joe Giacoyo, going back to his album Superman's Midlife Crisis. We're going to hear one called Dr. Frankenstein's Dating Service on Out of the Woods.
And so I trust you see my problem. Thanks for taking me so soon. Did not think anyone could help me. They say you're the best at what you do. When I have done as you've instructed, here's a picture from the senior prom. Make her just as I remember, just as tall and just as blonde. Getting it back little by little, and knowing everything will be just fine. Rebuilding the past with the parts in hand. Well, thank you, Dr. Frankenstein. Soon we have our messy harvest, thanks to dating and personal ads. Now we raise the lightning rod. I want love to strike twice. I want to tell it where. Getting it back little by little, and knowing everything will be just fine. Rebuilding the past with the parts in hand. Thank you, Dr. Frankenstein. Some say time will heal all wounds, but I do not believe that's true. The moon left the earth a million years ago. At night, the ocean still feels its pull. And now the doctor pulls the lever, everything bursts. I rush to sift among the embers, but find that only my heart remains. The doctor says, well, I got rid of all that you thought mattered. Show you what you've had all this time. Make a promise to remember. Make a check out to Dr. Frankenstein.
When you went, you never paid your half the rent. You took the spices from the rack, but you don't have to put them back. 'Cause in your haste on Halloween, you left your camera on the bed where we played roles in black and white. You left a roll of black and white. I set the timer, thought of you, and put the lens up to my head. I took a photograph for you. What comes out gray is really red. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Smashed your pumpkin on the floor. The candle flickered at my feet. As goblins flew across the moon, children peered into the room. The cowboy shivered on the porch. Cinderella checked her watch. A hobo waited in the street. An angel whispered trick or treat. But what was I supposed to do but to sit there in the dark? I was amazed to think that you could take the candy with you too. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Are you happy now? Sat all night, now it's dawn, and I cannot believe my eyes. There's garbage strewn across the lawn, but we once stared up at the sky. Streams of paper filled a tree, hovered over you and me. Shaving cream covers the car that we picked up in Baltimore. Though I know it's hard to tell, I hope that what's his name treats you well. Still maintain that he's a bum, but it's your money, have some fun. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Are you happy now? You always ask why I am not written you a verse or two. Since that's the one thing I regret, I dedicate this one to you. So are you happy now? Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Good night, and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother good night, and remember. remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said, make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. Her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit, screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit.
The rooftop shrouds the earth in silence. Scotty howls and mourns, revels in the whiteness. My world is so small inside our cozy walls, so warm and so threatened by the end of days.
The time will surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pry its bony fingers free. Surely come when all is blown undone. I will still be with you, my love. This deafening quiet may grasp around my chest. I will pray its bony fingers free.
Well, Billy went down to the battleground, find a little trinket he could call his own. Didn't see nothing lying around, he decided he'd dig a while. Well, he dug her up and he dug her down, before too long he found some bones. Poor little Billy couldn't make a sound when the bones sat up and smiled. Oh, Billy, you seem like a fine young man, no reason to be a trembling soul. Come over here and shake my hand, make my proud acquaintance. Well, Billy, he was stunned, he could hardly stand. Whether he could move, he didn't know. But he knew he had to formulate some kind of plan or try the bone man's patience. Well, the first thing he wanted to do was breathe, so he gulped in some of that battleground air. Next thing he wanted to do was leave, but Billy wasn't raised up rude. Well, the bone man grunted and he gave a heave. All of a sudden, he was looming there, shaking off dirt and acting pleased. Things didn't look too good. Well, Billy, he decided, what the hell? You don't meet a bone man every day. A little bit skinny, but you never can tell. He might be a pretty good guy. Well, he started off with the old soft cell, for too long aged yawn away. By the time the darkness fell, they were seeing socket to eye. They decided right then on a life of crime, with the bone man's looks and Billy's brains. They could scare old Scrooge out of his last dime, might as well have a go. Billy, he'd pick the place and time, from the corner store to the railroad train. Bone'd flash him a smile sublime, and Billy, he'd grab the dough. They decided they might as well start right then. Time's a-wasting, so they say. They headed for the park where the lights are dim, and only the foolish tread. He was whistling a tune when they spotted him, strolling along so plump and gay. Bony gave him a great big grin, and Billy snagged his breath. Next come a lady of the night. Bony settled up and said hello. Gave the poor thing such a terrible fright, she fainted dead away. Billy lifted her purse and her earrings bright, her diamond ring and watch, you know. Couldn't figure out, try as he might, why it ever worked a single day. Billy's plans ended up in ruin, though. They were working a quaint little neighborhood. Spied an old lady about 80 or so, almost looked too easy. Bony put on a pretty good show, but the little old lady didn't see too good. My kind sir, you're all bones, you know. You need something hot and greasy. Grabbed old Bony, drug him inside. Billy peeked in through the windowsill. She fed him boiled and baked and fried. Old Bony, he's chewing like crazy. gobbled up everything he tried. The pans added on like you know they will. Billy laid down in the dirt and cried, watching Boney get fat and lazy. Well, Billy's back working his job by day, sleeping nights, it ain't so bad. Never liked stealing anyway, kinda gives a guy the willies. Boney and Ma got a new cafe, the best baked beans you ever had. Ma's expecting any day, and they say they're gonna name him Billy.
Towns Van Zandt there for you folks. Billy Boney and Ma. One of my favorite animated skeleton stories. Good stuff from his final release he put out while he was still living. No Deeper Blue, Billy Boney and Ma. Brand new stuff in there from Brown Bird just in this week from the Salt for Salt CD and End of Days. I had originally plugged in a different Brown Bird track and heard that CD this week, and I was like, oh, got to swap it out for that one. That's nice and creepy. Morgan Eve Swain singing the lead there with Dave Lamb backing her up on that. Nice stuff. Love those guys. Violet Femmes in there also, and we heard Country Death Song from Add It Up, which is compilation. And Richard Schindel and the classic Are You Happy Now from Sparrow's Point, a good Halloween tale there for you. And started out things off at the top of the set, Joe Giacoyo and Dr. Frankenstein's Dating Service. I'm Chip Culkard. We're spinning Halloween tunes today here on Out of the Woods. We play mostly acoustic music every week for 3 hours, so definitely hope you like what you're hearing, and if you do, send me a message at outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. I'll get right on it and see if I can dig something up for you for a future show. We're on Facebook as well. I actually have some playlists out there on the show page, but we also have a group. You could find either of those pages out there if you just Google Out of the Woods Radio, and they should pop right up. I did notice there is another Out of the Woods somewhere in Australia, but that's not us. We are here in central New Hampshire every week broadcasting to you. So anyway, coming up this set for you there, we're going to have some Elin Jewell, some Jamie Michaels, and looks like some Tony Trischka. Is that this set too? No, that's the next set. This is a short set. We're going to have some Elin Jewell, Carol Lipnick, and Bertha Idaho. That's what we got. I'm looking at the thing here and thinking way too far out in front. So, but anyway, right now, going back to the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, they had a live thing they did every year at the Bottom Line back in the day. And we're going to hear one from 1993, Fast Folk Live at the Bottom Line. And this is Carol Lipnick with Skeleton Kisses on Out of the Woods.
You are about to enter the spook house of love. When I close my eyes, he gives me white skeleton kisses, lips like darkness, black whole mouth. He draws me in by teeth and jaw, like a great bone claw. Once we had close my eyes, he gives me white skeleton kisses, lips like darkness, black hole mouth. He draws me in by teeth and jaw, like a great bone, with love that beat the moon till it was raw. With love that beat the moon till it was raw. The wind blew black. 1, 2, 3, 4. Kisses, lips like darkness, black hole mouth. He draws me in by teeth and jaw, like a great bone, cool, with a love that beat the moon till it was raw.
My arms reach out to hold you like before. well for you. Did you try to treat her nice? No matter what she'd say or do, that's love, that graveyard love. You get all worried, and then you start to read. You say, if she don't love me, I'd rather see her in her grave. That's love, that graveyard love. Then you go to some gypsy, she will read your hand. She'll tell you the girl you love is crazy about another man, about love, 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 that graveyard love. Then you get disgusted with suicide on your mind. You drink a pint of bichloride, and acid mixed with iodine. That's love, that graveyard
Idaho here on Out of the Woods. Graveyard Love, really, really old stuff, and I'm not even sure the origin of that specific track. I'm sure it's from an old 78 going way back, but I got it from a compilation that comes with a book, actually, and it's called I Listen to the Wind That Obliterates My Traces, and that's a nice creepy title too, but the compilation is not all spooky stuff like Graveyard Love. It's all sorts of stuff all over the place. The book is actually this sort of a compilation of old black and white photographs, old snapshots of people standing around holding musical instruments and whatnot, but neat stuff. You're listening to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkert. Are we spooking you out enough yet? I hope so. It's our Halloween show here, and got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. Gonna keep spinning them at ya. Also that set, though, we had Elin Jewell with her Butcher Holler band doing This Haunted House, which is the old Loretta Lynn classic. And started off that short set, Carol Lipnick from the Fast Folk, Live at the Bottom Line back in 1993. Great stuff. And Skeleton Kisses. Very, very spooky there for you. I like that one a lot. Well, it's time for a little station identification. We'll be right back.